Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you. So those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away. Enjoy it at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to jump back into the calls. This is a little bit more on rights. Gardner, you were talking.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a lot of time, so I wanted to make sure we had a chance to really get into this.
Yeah.
You were talking about rights, specifically the idea of animal rights. And I mentioned that, well, one of the reasons you can't have animals can't have rights is because they can't reciprocate.
Yes.
So I may treat Mr. Ravage, who was in your lap earlier, my kitty,
yeah.
I may treat him as though, you know, I respect, as though he has rights. You know, I may treat him in a way with respect and dignity.
You're a sympathetic person. You don't want him to feel pain because you can understand what it feels like to feel pain yourself.
But it won't stop Mr. Ravage from initiating force upon me. You know, there are times when he's feeling rambunctious where he will want to play, but it's an initiation of force. And if Ravage was bigger than 14 pounds, if he were 140 pounds, he could hurt me significantly by playing with me in that way. And so he doesn't respect me.
He'd like to disembowel you while you play.
Exactly. He doesn't respect me the same way I respect him. And
yes,
so
precisely.
Because he can't reciprocate, he can't have rights.
No, but you started to lead in the direction where I wanted to go as well, Ian, which is the very I said, if you're going to play by these rules of having the state and you're going to be defending the so-called rights of animals, then you've got to understand the term rights as it's been historically utilized in a historical, not ahistorical, sense. In the historical senses, rights are, as you said, negative rights. You have to be able to reciprocate, and only humans can do that. Only humans can articulate the very concept of naturally given rights that supposedly God gave you, according to Locke. Okay, but we can go beyond that into saying not only do animals not have rights, the very term rights, as accepted under, you know, the traditions of the United States and Great Britain in many cases and so on, many of the Western nations, is that rights are a concept that are used in the furtherance, and the only way you get the defense of rights, I'll restate it, is through government. Locke's Second Treatise of Government, where he talks about natural rights, that you have a right to be free, is written in order to support a construct of limited government. So if one, and this is, I came to this conclusion when I read the Dick Heller case, the Heller case, because Antonin Scalia spent all this time talking about how the right to keep and bear arms was an individual right. And then he said, oh, and by the way, at the end, rights can be attenuated. And I talked to Heller at the Liberty Forum about mm-hmm. this, and he said, oh, yeah, you know, that was a bone in order to get, I don't know who, Douglas or something like that to sign on something. So I said, but he just undercut the entire concept of rights. So in putting rights in the hands of government to protect, you put the word rights in the hands of government
to
corrupt.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so what you need to do, I think, and Sheldon Richman and I have had a nice conversation about this just a couple days afterwards, after the Heller decision, I said, I think I need to reassess my entire view of rights, because it's always been associated, rights associated with government to defend my rights. I don't need government to defend the way I interact with another human being. I should perhaps rephrase it as societally determined modes of interaction, of acceptable behavior. And I think, and then Sheldon said, well, you know, Gard, it's interesting because British common law was just that before it was codified. And then Glenn Jacobs and I were speaking about it, and he goes, yeah, now they call them lawmakers. He says they make law. They don't codify anymore. See, once they started to codify the British common law, that over the centuries led to them creating new positive laws. And he says he sees this, Glenn sees this as a continuation, a continuum from acquiescing the idea of rights rather than having everything just be common law held. If you acquiesce the idea that government is there to protect rights and they're supposed to write the laws to protect rights, inevitably they're going to start to write laws that do more than that.
And so you're saying it worked better when everybody just kind of knew the rules, and the rules were, you know, honor your agreements and do no harm.
Free association and reputation. Exactly.
But everybody that we really had rights back then, because it was just more commonly understood, as opposed to then allowing it to be taking control of by the state.
Yeah, you know, it's a very nebulous thing to deal with. Some people say, after they've looked at this, they say, yeah, but you know, using the term rights is still useful today because most everybody still has the same understanding of it. These sacrosanct things you're not supposed to be able to touch. Yeah, and I'm on the fence.
If you can refer to it as rights theory or something like that, then you're kind of talking about, because rights are an agreement. They don't exist.
Right.
You cannot pick them up and handle them in the same way that I cannot pick up and handle my marriage, and I cannot pick up and handle my partnership with Ian. But it's an agreement between people, and the idea is
a mutually beneficial one,
right,
to perpetuate that agreement to all people. There are people in Papua New Guinea who will kill you and eat you. So the idea is to perpetuate that agreement that we call rights to those people.
Yeah, now some people might argue, what about people who are brain damaged? They can't articulate it. They don't know what's going on.
They get elected and go to Washington, D.C.
but again, you know, if we think that human beings are good enough to be able to not only determine how they're going to interact with one another, but to vote for people who have the machinery of coercion on their side to then determine for us what really are rights that are going to be protected, because we're handing it to them, they're going to protect our rights. Don't do it. Big mistake. If we're going to trust people to do that, then why can't we trust people just to come to these decisions themselves and to, on a voluntary basis, come up with agreements that if within their societies people are born with brain damage or people get old and so on, it's the same sort of thing. If we can come up with a concept, a machinery of government that people can trust to so-called protect rights, then why can't we be trusted to do it ourselves?
Well, that's a very logical point.
Yeah.
The reason why is because then people in search of power wouldn't have any ability to
control
things.
Precisely. And that's where Glenn's comment, which I thought was just genius, Glenn said, look, you know, it's this, and it dovetailed with what Sheldon Richmond had told me about British common law. And he said, yeah, Gard, you know, I look at it as once they started to write the laws, you started to see some mistakes. It was a good idea at the time to have the laws written down, but they put it in the hands of the government. And once the government starts doing it, the parliamentarians get in there, and then they start to do things, to write new laws, to give favors to people, to exclude things, and that becomes the mechanism of the state that we see today.
Yeah, it builds generation upon generation
until you've
got a $3 trillion or however many trillion dollar federal government that has tentacles into every possible conceivable aspect of your life today.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the point where people have been so brainwashed into the system that even when they are shown the truth, even when they are told about freedom, and they are told about how the government is actually not protecting them, but in point of fact putting them in danger and threatening them, and you can put all of that in front of them, but if it means that they're going to have to risk something, if it means that they're going to have to, to possibly lose their job, as Mark had mentioned earlier, then nope, no go. You know what? My life is comfortable. I know I don't have rights anymore. It's okay. I know that they're taking my rights from me. I know that, you know, we lost this right last year, and now they're going to get rid of gun rights, and then, you know, freedom of speech is all the way out. And they look at it, and they can see them going, but darn it, it's just so comfortable where they are. I mean, why change? Why rock the boat? Because then they might target me, or they might target my
You said a mouthful. It's this inertia. And again, I go back to a conversation that I had during the Liberty Forum. Glenn and I went out for dinner, and actually were at this great, great restaurant, and just hanging out, talking. And we started to talk about, you know, how difficult it is to get people to look fondly at pro-freedom people. They seem to be afraid. Or to get them to step up and say, hey, this is too much. You know, they might complain on a talk radio show or something like that, but the mass of people out there, there's this inertia. There's this comfortable inertia. And if you could say to them, hey, by being inert right now, you're enslaving your kids. cut it out. I don't know how to get their minds.
I don't either. It may just have to get worse before it gets better. I hope that's not the case. Hopefully we can turn it around sooner rather than later. 800-259-9231. We'll come back with your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Seventh running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Nutritionists look all over the world for better ways to keep our bodies strong and healthy, but sometimes they don't have to look too far. Nature has given us the power of the green tea plant, and for centuries we've used green tea to get healthy, feel better, and promote a strong immune response. Now we can get more out of green tea with Green Tea Plus. Green Tea Plus mixes a pure green tea extract with 72 minerals to form a delicious, highly nutritious drink. Best of all, one serving of Green Tea Plus has the antioxidant power of 6 cups of regular green tea. Green tea might be one of the healthiest herbs provided by nature. And now you can get much more value in each serving with Green Tea Plus. To try Green Tea Plus risk-free, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call right now, you can get a full bottle of Green Tea Plus for free with your order of two. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now for Green Tea Plus.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday this week, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday for 4 days of action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. That's Saturday, as I said. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. That's SebringRaceway.com.
So we go to your phone calls. David is on the line in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, hey guys, how you doing? Hey, I came to a libertarian tradition via the natural law ideas, primarily because I came from a religious tradition, and that led to kind of a belief in a higher law, and that anyway. So when one of you suggested reciprocal rights, which has a lot to do with natural law theory, that struck an idea. So I want to play devil's advocate for a moment. And for the moment, I want to ignore the issue of how to actually do this, you know, the enforcement area of it. If an animal does not have rights because they cannot reciprocate, what if you have an animal, what about an animal that is completely non-aggressive? For example, in some areas, they've outlawed all pit bulls because a few pit bulls became aggressive. And they usually kill those pit bulls. They just put them down. Mm-hmm. Either the police officer shoots them or somebody.
It's horrible.
Somebody pulls out their. Yeah. I mean, like, okay. If an animal is not mentally capable of reciprocating via some grand idea, that does, most animals don't actually hurt anyone. So they. Would that grant them some level of rights on that basis?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's just about violence.
If somebody's beating their animal, clearly hurting the animal, and the animal hasn't hurt him, would that constitute that person committing an assault on something that's not hurt anybody? I mean, it's like an oxen. If an oxen doesn't gore anyone to death, generally they don't put it down.
Well, but it's not. I don't think rights are necessarily just about violence.
Humans.
It's also about, you know, property. For instance, property is another kind of common concept that we all agree upon with one another that we're going to respect about one another. Whereas animals, they have no concept whatsoever of what is your property and what is not. So, you know, if I don't take the claws out of the kitty, he's going to tear stuff up.
That's true. Every animal has a concept of territory. That's what birds calling in the morning. That's a territorial mark.
Well,
male dog peeing in your house is unneutered is usually a way to try to keep other male dogs off your property.
Sure, animals understand. You know, they seem to understand species-wide property. As you know, dogs don't want other groups of dogs in their territory, and you know, predatory animals don't want that kind of thing. But when you start talking about, you know, the dog doesn't care if the bird lives in the tree on his property. You know, animals in a state of nature. You know, they have their territory. What if I come build a house in that particular territory? Have I violated the rights of that animal?
See, I kind of...
Some of the animals would say yes. The mountain lions out in California sometimes have a tendency to try to protect their little territory.
They may very well. However, you get into this this area that is, as you had, you know, pointed out in the beginning... impossible to enforce, you know. So you sort of have to make a system that works. And in that sense, I'm not prepared to tear down my house because I've displaced a handful of boll weevils.
And you know,
I was playing devil's advocate, but it does. I suppose after thinking about this, the line is not as clear cut as it used to be for me.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, you talk about, Mark talked about enforcement. That's also one of the things, and we need to distinguish what entity we would prefer to see enforce the concept of natural law. And I prefer to have human beings, free individuals, enforce it themselves in free association. Other people would like to have some human beings granted more power than other human beings to be able to enforce natural law, and of course that gets corrupted. One of the things, though, you introduced an interesting line. All you guys You got my wheel spinning here, and hopefully, you know, I'm grabbing on some pavement too.
Seems to be this is going both ways here.
Yeah. I'm bringing in the race analogy, so people remember the advertisement for the race.
12 hours.
Exactly. But you know, it's interesting because I tend to approach it from this standpoint, which is that. Not only do we have some problems with enforcement for animals and things like that, but in my view, human beings are the ones who actually articulate the abstract concept of rights. They are the only ones who do that. And human beings as a species have the ability to kill, as a species, all other types of living creatures. Right.
Quite violent.
Yes, exactly.
Let me play devil's advocate for another moment, because you just brought up another idea. Let's say sometime in the future, a real Mr. Spock comes to Earth and says, "Hello." What would be the basis for granting something rights? You're getting a real fuzzy line because it was already brought up. Someone who is mentally retarded, Germany declared people who are mentally retarded as not fit for life, and they were one of the early people they started executing.
Well, maybe this goes back to the animals marking their territory. There is a confrontational thing that occasionally blows up and occasionally keeps animals away from each other. Mm-hmm. With human beings, we might have the same sort of thing even with let's say an alien that were to come down. Human beings, this is why I seem to go more along the lines of societally determined through human interaction modes of acceptable behavior, because I think that, and I'm not trying to say that that morality is purely subjective or whatever, and I'm not going to get into that, but through human interactions, human beings tend to want to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. So I think what you have is because they can think these arrangements through and come up with agreements that are open to the eyes of others who can also check this out for their self-interest. The self-interest and the idea that they want to maximize pleasure and minimize pain in general will lead them towards something akin to natural rights theory.
Well, animals do that too. I mean, they've done studies where monkeys, they found out monkeys that held their food or whatever, or their objects or whatever they claimed as theirs, closer to their body are less likely to be robbed by other monkeys because the concept of theft is alive and well in the animal world. But there is there is a desire among animals to avoid conflict. Usually, conflict that occurs in the animal world is between two animals of equal size wanting the same thing, frequently over mates. If you
tell that to the little one that gets eaten, I think they'd call that a conflict.
You know, it's an interesting discussion. We're short on time, but just quickly to answer the question about the spaceman who comes down, how do you handle him? What about, you know, does he have rights? I would say look to his actions to determine how to handle him. Is he coming down with a death ray and shooting at people, or is he coming in peace? You know, if he comes in peace, then it would make sense to afford him the rights that you would want for yourself, but he's coming down with a death ray. It's time to defend yourself, right?
The real question about a guy with a death ray is what kind of rights does he think you have?
Opposed
to what kind of rights do you think he has?
Thanks, David, for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to comment on rights or whatever it is you want to talk about. More of your calls coming up about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. High blood pressure and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improved disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages, created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive and change virtually anything you see. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer. In locations across the country, participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. Deadline is March the 31st. That's libertarianseminars.com. Gardner, you know a little bit about this IHS organization.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It is one of the best out there. They're fantastic. When people go there, they're going to have some of the greatest intellectual conversations they've ever had. The IHS is
far greater than ever heard on this show.
The conversations are great. You're going to meet people your age, younger, older, who are all involved. You'll meet some great professors. And as you know, I was just at one of their weekend seminars. About 15 of us were invited down. We had an amazing conversation on public choice theory and economics. I mean, you're really going to be hitting some of the real hardcore intellectuals.
See, I don't even know what public choice theory is. So
cool stuff, man. And you know, the other thing is, I mean, they funded me to do my first gig at a TV show. So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's how I got my start in script writing. So thanks, IHS. You guys rock.
I want to continue briefly the discussion of rights, since David had called in and kind of expanded out, and we're talking about the idea of animal rights, which, again, as we're, Gard, you and I are saying here, rights basically don't exist, except in your mind, and hopefully most other people have the same agreement that rights do exist, and therefore we can all enjoy our rights.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, David brought up the point about, well, what about the spaceman? What about, we already talked about animals, but what about the spaceman who comes down, and, you know, what about his rights? And I think we were off the air when you said something like, so basically it comes down to whoever it is most powerful defines what the rights are.
Well,
is that what you said?
Yeah, you know, if we're going to take it outside of the human sphere, but even within the human sphere, the only thing that I think counters the powerful defining what the rights are markets, are people with their own skills being able to utilize those skills and freely meet other people. And, you know, if you've got the most powerful defining what the rights are, you've got a tyrant. And that's bad.
And that's what we have.
Exactly. And so if you have a super powerful alien coming down, if he doesn't want to recognize rights, he's not going to recognize rights.
Nope. And there are no rights.
Exactly.
So, but one of the things I wanted to point out about that, and I think it's a true statement, that that he who has the most power gets to define what the rights are.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of, what we have today is also a sort of an illusion. I mean, we believe that the government has the most power, but it doesn't really. No. It only has that power because you have allowed it to take yours from you.
Right.
You have essentially capitulated. You've rolled over and you've said, okay, you know, I'll just do whatever it is you say because I don't want to get hurt. But the reality is there are more of us than there are of them, and it will always be that way.
Yeah.
So we have internally within ourselves all the power that we need in order to stand up against these people and claim those rights for ourselves,
right.
But we just don't do it. I mean, and when I say we, I mean in general, Americans just are not willing to stand up for their rights, and so therefore those who would remove rights or would abolish the concept of rights are able to just walk right all over top of everybody and all of this, and during all of this the Americans just nod their heads and say, well, you know, sometimes we need to have our rights taken from us.
Yeah, well, Mark,
so
I don't want to jump in on.
Well, you know, it still stands that rights come from the most powerful individual, and it's you know that they're in agreement. And if you look at them at both of those things at the same time, the agreement says essentially that this will keep us from having to use violence. You know, whoever we is, and you know, you being the most powerful, you know, you using violence in order to protect yourself. If you respect these rights, then we won't have to use violence against each other. So therefore you have, you know, the lines are set, and you won't, you know, the people won't have to use, if the government respects rights, the people won't have to use violence in order to protect those rights. And you know, individuals won't have to use violence against other individuals. So they're a great thing to perpetuate as an agreement. Rights are an agreement.
Well, now I'm all jazzed up, and I just wanted to jump in and mention, skeptics might say, well, you free marketeers, you know, you're going to end up having the same sort of thing with the most powerful businessman coming in, trampling upon all these other people and destroying their rights. And you seem to think that there's going to be a counterbalancing force with all the people out there going in and getting involved in the marketplace. I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. And the way you can prove it is the organic growth and existence of money as a means of monetary exchange. I've said this before. If the anarcho-capitalist, if the free market concept did not work and you had to have some government to get in there so that the most powerful, economically most powerful, wouldn't go in and define what everybody's rights were, you know, in a sort of a cipher to
the irony is that's happening today.
Yes, exactly. And these people work circular. It's circular logic.
Right.
We need to give someone power to do what? To stop someone from getting all the power. It's like, so if this were not possible, you would not have seen the organic development of money as a medium of exchange between people, because it would not have been possible for the money to sustain its value, because someone would always be screwing up the value of it in a free banking system. But that has not happened in free banking. It happens only in government banking.
Because otherwise, absent government, there's competition
that checks
these people, and no one businessman could ever gain that kind of power without tremendously satisfying a whole bunch of customers first in order to make that sort of money. And then immediately, as soon as he turned against his customers, he'd find himself, you know, up S Creek without a paddle, and would have a real tough time getting anything done.
The very existence of money as a means of exchange shows that our paradigm works, because money did not arise through government. It arose through free and voluntary association.
Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Garden. Mark? Mark, Texas?
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air, Mark.
Yeah, that was, you know, it was an interesting conversation about the spacemen, but let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute. I'm
talking about... The spaceman was landing on Earth.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm on another planet because of all the stuff that's going on, but I want to talk about AIG getting $170+ billion, and afterwards they gave $170+ million for bonuses,
mm-hmm.
and
sweet.
For some reason there's no outrage. And also I want to talk about how Obama, when he was on the campaign, when he was campaigning and spewing lies, was claiming that troops are going to be out immediately, and he sends more in, and there are no troops that are going to be out of Iraq immediately. He lied. He's been caught in like 3 or 4 lies,
sure.
Minimum.
You got it's just like the CIA renditions.
The whole banking bailout is just fleecing the American people out of their money. What about the working people? And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense why there's no outrage. Back, you know, in times where kings and queens ruled, which right now it's the same thing, kings and queens, except now they're called presidents, congressmen, instead of kings and noblemen.
What has changed? I mean, where's when you say there's no outrage, what would you define as outrage?
Well, here's the thing. Back when kings and queens ruled, what happened was people were outraged, and they didn't. I mean, information is useless without action. And what
I agree with that.
Listen, and the thing is, with back then, the peasants were outraged that they were being taxed so much by the kings and queens, amongst other things, and they didn't sit around talking for years about, hey, we're being taxed and we're not treated fairly, and then just keep talking about it. They said, we're not being taxed, we're not being treated fairly, let's deal with these people. And those kings and queens ended up on the end of a noose and were hung high.
Now then.
That justice was brought to them. You can't count on corrupt courts to bring these people to justice. They own the courts. So as a people, we need to come up with a system of our own where, like you were saying, we the people are more powerful and numerous than the
government.
So
what do you want to do? I mean, you've got some. I think you've been making some great points, but you're talking about taking action. I don't think the noose thing is going to really work at this point. So what do you have in mind? I want to come back and talk to you about that. More with Mark here in a moment. What's his plan? 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. This is Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and we like them. We like the site that way. We hope you do, too. And if you enjoy our website and you enjoy it for free, consider making a voluntary contribution to the program and join the AMP program where you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And that $3 a month that it'll cost you, which is, what, the cost of a cup of coffee, that $3 a month is going to go into the show and get reinvested, getting us on more radio stations around the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board, and helping new people find the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. and get on board. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal Internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. A toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Mark is still on the line with us in Texas. Now, Mark, you're still there? Great.
Yeah,
so I'd asked you a question, and you made some good points about how things are getting pretty bad out there, and the peasants back in the days of the kings would string them up and hang them from on high, and you were talking about how you have to take action, not just have information, but you have to take action, and I agree with that. I don't agree with the violence to solve problems, but I was wondering what your plan is today. What's the plan today? Because obviously the noose isn't going to work.
Yeah, first of all, a noose, that's, 16th century. Of course, that's not going to work today. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about, like you were talking about earlier, for instance, you were talking about how people, they know that they're being wrong, but they're so comfortable in their jobs and everything, the point you made earlier, correct?
Yep.
And, okay, now the same thing applies when when you try to, you know, organize and mobilize at a local level, what happens is there might be 1,000 people with you and behind you, you know, people that are sick of it. But the thing is, there's 20,000 people that are cowards and don't want any part of it because they're afraid of losing their job and their comfy lives.
Right. They want to go along to get along. They don't want to rock the boat.
What'll happen is the only thing that they'll do is they'll get scared and turn you in and say you're a terrorist. And, you know, the thing is that's how they keep in power, is because they know that the majority of people, they're scared. They're not going to mobilize against these people. And all it takes, to get these people out of there is just, but it has to be done on the masses. There can't be, if there's 20 million people, there can't be 50,000 people that agree to do it and the other millions don't do it and expect results. What needs to happen on a mass level is we just, have people actually elected on local levels, and then it can get on bigger levels, but local levels where they can be trusted, they're not bought off, and just local people, real people.
So my understanding that your solution is to elect new candidates to office,
well,
that's your solution?
No, not just listen, it's not to elect new candidates to this form of government that's just doomed to be corrupted. Just have local people, collectively elected by people to make decisions by the other citizens, by the other 20,000 people.
So Mark, what I'm hearing from you is that you're realizing that...
I'm not through.
We've been listening, but in order to listen effectively...
Yes, you are, Mark. You're saying elect new people. Yeah. And whether it's, you know, some new system or old system, you can't... You're not going to get elected, you know, new, better people. They've been doing that for 250 years around here, and the fact is the system corrupts them. I'm sorry that you feel interrupted. I'm not trying to make you feel that way.
Well, in order to be a good listener, you have to ask for clarification.
I've felt this same thing, Mark. I absolutely... Absolutely have. This is where I was at some point. I realized that it was completely futile to, you know, work within the system in the sense that, you know, stay put and, you know, try to get people elected on my local, stick a libertarian sign in my yard or whatever, maybe donate a couple of bucks and some time to a libertarian campaign. That was doing zero. What I found was the Free State Project. Now, you know, it may not be the thing for you, but there are 20,000 liberty-minded individuals moving to one state where we can have some effect together, because individually, all split up, we're not having it.
Mark,
okay.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, no. Now, what do you think about what I get? What you're saying, but you're not understanding is the fact that unless everyone agrees to this, or everyone takes action, like you're saying, nobody's going to listen to anybody. Look at
What did you just say? Unless everybody takes action, nobody's going to listen to anyone? Can you explain that a little better?
90% of the people, think about it, this is a good example of what my point is, and which is a fact, that 90%+ of the people on polls disagreed with the bailout. It went through anyway because you got these corrupt scum in office. They don't care what you think or what I think. All they care about is their banker buddies, the people on Wall Street, and everything else.
We agree with you. We agree with the problems, Mark. We absolutely do. We agree with likely every problem that you're going to present about society. We agree.
Other countries, take Paris, for instance. There was rioting. They don't put up with this garbage.
The
thing is, the government knows their place in other countries, but here they run amok. It's just the bottom line.
You might be able to convince me that Americans are somewhat more docile, or it takes a different kind of prodding.
I'm an American myself, and I could tell you, I live here, I work here, I was raised here. Yes, they are more docile, they are more complacent.
How many other countries have you lived in?
If anybody could tell me different and prove to me, then I would love to see it. But
I suppose Cuba might be a good example. I suppose Cuba might be a good example of more docile people, you know. I don't know. Just a thought.
There's no doubt that their Americans are pretty docile.
What do you think about the solution, Mark? The idea of
violent towards each other, but they're not. They don't direct that sort of hatred towards the people that are actually doing them wrong. They direct it towards each other like fools.
So, Mark, you wanted to ask a question.
Mark, I agree with the problems that you're presenting. What do you think about the solution that I came up with? 20,000 liberty-minded individuals moving to one state where they can have actually some synergistic effect on governance in order to roll it back to, at the very most, the protection of life, liberty, and the protection of property.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like the idea. I don't know if you're trying to be facetious or anything, but I like the idea.
Why would we be facetious?
I picked up and moved to New Hampshire on a joke. No, sir. I'm absolutely not.
If the idea could actually come to light and work, then I'm all for it. I mean, I'm all for anything that gives people their rights back.
Great. When are you moving?
And God-given rights back.
Yeah, get here.
When are you moving?
Can I get you, Mark, can I get you go to freestateproject.org, sign up for the,
sure.
Just go sign up on the website. We've already got 670 or so people have moved. There's likely twice as many because libertarians are kind of hard to get to sign up and tell the government where they are.
Over 9,000 have pledged to move.
Yeah.
And so this idea is,
idea is rocking and rolling already,
yeah,
and
it's in progress.
I think you'll be happy with what you see here. At the very least, come up and check it out.
Yep, you owe it to yourself. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. By the way, the show is brought to you by the Free State Project. And if you are frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live,
I feel his frustration.
Yep, yeah. I've been there, and I'm still there to some extent. But I feel a lot better now that I'm surrounded by like-minded people here in New Hampshire. Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business or personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people are all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can, because it's happening. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And Gardner, as a New Hampshire native, having seen the decline of freedom in New Hampshire, and now seeing the influx of liberty activists.
Free Staters are pushing back, man.
Having been at the recent Liberty Forum, what do you have to say about the vibe, about the activism, about the people that are coming here?
It's great on every level, whether you're an activist who wants to not participate with government and have personal secession and protest the laws, if you want to get involved with the legal process. There are great minds. Everybody who's coming up here is just, I'm always so impressed by their brilliance, their ideas, their creativity, and they help each other and they connect with each other, and it's really great. So on the one side, we've got all these people around Keene. I mean, you guys just, everybody is attracted to coming over here, and it's great. People are doing awesome stuff. You've got all the people up in Concord who are working up there to try to pass laws that will, or at least stop laws from being passed, or introduce new laws that will expand the mode of freedom, the world of freedom for people. We've got 4 representatives who are Free State Project members now.
And 2, big-time sympathizers.
Yep. It's pretty cool. I know. We'll have to tell you.
It's only going to get better as more people come here. And as I said, it is actually happening. This isn't a pie-in-the-sky fantasy like it was back in 2001 when the idea was put out there. There are really people moving every single month. And now that springtime is pretty much hit here in New Hampshire, I think we're going to see another new bump in the amount of movers that come here. Hour 3 is coming up. This is
Breathe, Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic